Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Hello, you wonderful people. It's Friday. That can only mean one thing. It's the second weekly edition of We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. Ghosts delivering things to people's houses. Hooray!
Hey, guys.
Yes, it's me and Becca, and we're in the car, and we're just leaving the car park now. First point of interest, there seems to be a woman here, and she's filling up a bucket of water from...
She's the cleaner.
Oh.
She's like the apartment cleaner who...
Mystery solved, everyone. Don't worry about the woman thieving water from the apartment. It is indeed a cleaner.
So we're off to do the hampers again, like we did last week.
Yes, we are.
This time Kev volunteered to come with me, which was lovely.
Well, because I seen what you had to go through last week, and it was... It would have been a struggle on your own.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And I'm nice like that, you know.
You are nice like that, yeah. I'm glad to have your company, of course.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm quite fond of you.
Well, I'm quite fond of you.
Thanks.
We're still underground in the car park. It's a bit like the Batcave, this, isn't it? In fact, when I first passed my test, you used to tell me off because when I used to come down the slope, I used to go, Batman!
Oh, every time! It got so boring so quickly. Yeah, I had to put a stop to that immediately, really.
It was also because it was slightly dangerous.
Yeah, because you sped up, so the car would bounce off the bottom of it.
Yeah, because I was Batman.
You just passed your test, and you drove like an idiot the rest of times.
Bruce Wayne passed his test once as well, you know. Did he? In fact, can someone fact check that, please, guys? Can one of you search if Bruce Wayne is actually allowed legally on the roads? That would be great. That was a bit Alan Partridge, wasn't it? We did a fact check, Lynn. We need to know if Bruce Wayne can legally drive on Britain's roads.
Well, it wouldn't be Britain's roads, would it?
Why? Oh, yeah, he's American. Bollocks. Okay, and now we're trapped in the car park because the gates...
Open.
We've got a remote for the gates in our apartment block.
It's very responsive to letting you in, but it's very...
Oh, yeah, we can get in, no problem, but getting out.
Nuisance.
Do you want me to press it? I've got bigger fingernails. I was going to say toenails. I'll press it with my foot.
You've got bigger
fingernails.
I do have...
We need to tell people about what happened the other day.
Okay, if you want.
Yeah, I'm just for the absolute bewilderment of me when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have, for a human male, I have extortionately thick toenails,
talons,
don't I?
Talons, like actual talons.
Britain's got talons, honest to God, it's shocking. So it's like a bi-monthly tradition now where you have to work my way through trying to get rid of these exceptionally large toenails. Anyway, not that any of you just want to know this, but I'm going to tell you. So the time came around this time where they needed trimming. So to Becky, have you got toenail clippers? All going well?
Just like normal nail clippers that, you know, keep all of, yeah, got them.
Yeah, got them.
Because you've got no chance with nail scissors, it's just, you just wouldn't stand a chance with them at all.
No, they blunt them. So anyway, little toe, fine. One next to it, bit of a struggle. And on this struggle goes onwards and upwards through the toes. Anyway, on the big toe, toenail clippers snapped.
Literally snapped.
You
broke the toenail clippers.
You couldn't get through the width of my toenail, which was embarrassing at the time, I'll be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I know, and now they're broken, now you owe me a pair of clippers.
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. So we're about to arrive, we're currently driving through Liverpool's Georgian Quarter, named, therefore, after George, the shop owner. And now, the thing is here is, where we pick the stuff up, there's like a refuge. Oh, they're coming out this way. You have to go around the other way. There's like a refuge for recovering people, I think. So there's often people who are snarling you outside this place and swaggering and drunk and stuff. They seem like nice chaps. Okay, now we're coming around the back way. Are you going to park up and say, when do you want me to pull in? Not just join that procession of cars.
No, I might just join the procession of cars.
Yeah, join the procession of cars then.
So we went the way. We came one way last week and then we had to go around the other way. And then this week, I've gone the way that we were told to go last week and everyone is facing the other way. So I've come around and we'll just join this procession of cars. We'll just wait a bit, we'll be fine.
I really feel there's basically it's a very narrow street, isn't it, in the Georgian Quarter?
Yeah.
And very narrow. So I feel for anyone trying to get up and down this street.
Yeah, because it's not one way, but it certainly only fits one car. Like, it's not even a, oh, could you just about, like, it's only the width of one, exactly one
like
car.
Like, last week, there was a woman who lives in this apartment at the back of it when the car park runs onto this street, and she was, you could tell she was panicky about whether she could even get in or out. Luckily, we just moved.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't have a chance here.
No. There was a guy as well, wasn't there, waiting to pull out of like another one of the driveways.
Yeah.
And he ended up helping us load the van.
Yeah, he did,
yeah. Because so, as we pulled up, they just started loading the van, so we gave them a hand. And he came out just to get the job done, because they were taking about like 60 bags of stuff.
It's not the best scenario of picking up this, is it? It's far too narrow. You're literally blocking two roads here.
Well, what do you want him to do? Move the building?
No, I don't mean you are. I mean, like, the queue of people trying to volunteer.
I mean, you should really only be blocking the one. And it's just, it's not like a proper road. It's not like a through road.
No, it's a back
street.
You'd
only be on it if you needed to be on it, kind of thing.
Oh, he's moved forward there because he thinks that he was blocking you out. Little does he know that you're also trying to collect.
I am.
We could be here for a good while. Do you want to get out and go and see?
Well, I think there's no point going for the car while they're loading up their car, but when they load up that van, I will get out and help them load the van.
Okay. That makes sense. You know, I was thinking about it when I was in the shower earlier. Gravity. You know what particular part of gravity?
The fact water gravity.
No. Good guess. It was the fact that gravity is everywhere and it's a power. It's an energy, isn't it? Gravity.
It's
a force, sorry, yeah. It's constantly affecting everything. Why haven't we been able to harness this? You know, it's constantly pushing down on everything on the planet.
How would you harness it?
I don't know.
Like, what do you mean harness it? Just use it?
Yeah, to, like, create energy. There should be a way to make gravity work.
Well, because anything that you'd use the gravity coming down, it would take more force to get it back up, so you'd end up losing energy.
Is there something that... What makes things float? I wonder if you just let gravity naturally let something drop down, then it'd turn round, it'd come into something like a vacuum and just float up to the top, and then come out the vacuum and drop down, and like a perpetual motion machine. Although there's no such thing.
But if it was in a vacuum, it wouldn't float to the top, would it?
Yeah. Because it's what I call the Kevtrex 2000 vacuum.
No.
Which there is no up or down, right or wrong, so... So you technically, like Schrodinger's cat can be thought of everywhere at once. That's not what Schrodinger's cat is.
No.
See, I'm a little bit dubious about this row of volunteering people because there's a little car in front of us. You're like, fine, he's going to pack up like we're going to pack up. But in front of him is a wagon. And they're going to be there forever.
Yeah, so we'll help them pack?
No, I'm volunteering to help.
All right, well,
people
I'll
who need food parcels. I'm not volunteering to help other volunteers. That becomes like some sort of Russian doll.
No, it doesn't. Instead of just sitting here watching them try and pack 60 bags and...
I have a very limited amount of goodwill.
Okay, well, you can sit here.
No, because I'll have to help you, haven't I? That's part of the contract you tie into when you get in a relationship.
If you want to get out of it, you can sit here and sit in the driver's seat and say, and we'll just act like we need someone in the driver's seat because we're not parked up properly.
No, because then you look and say, well, no one else is doing that. Why are you... so adamant to that, like, the police are going to say, oh, you got no one in your car, governor.
I don't think anyone's talking about the police, Kev. I was just trying to give you an excuse to get out of it because you were saying you didn't want to do it.
Well.
So. Can't win with you sometimes. I don't want to do it. All right, well, then don't do it. And here's how we won't do it. We can't do that.
I wonder if they're going to give us the same list as last time. That'd be nice. Because I'd like to see that woman we delivered to last time.
Yeah, I hope we get the last one.
Yeah, she was lovely.
I don't think he will give us the same list as last time, but... yeah, it would be good to see her.
I'm still a bit dubious about that house that we went to. It had an Audi up the drive and it had like statues in the garden. She was like, our food parcel, thank you.
Ours is not to question why.
Ours is not to question why, I grant you, but you could just sell one of those statues. That'd get it a few bob.
I don't think it would. There can't be much market for just a second-hand garden statue.
I don't think it was second-hand. Oh, no, it will be second-hand when you sell it. I see. I understand. I concur. I hope we don't see a bruiser cat again.
No.
You guys on the standard show wouldn't have heard that part because we put it on the... It was part of the Patreon one, but basically last week, when we were driving round, there was a bloody...
tiny little black cat.
Gorgeous. And we thought, oh my God, that's beautiful, we're going to get it.
Like,
it was a stray.
It proper looked like a stray, and we were like, oh, look at it, like, can it even fend for itself? It's so little. And then we saw it going and start rummaging amongst
the
rubbish.
And that made
your
heart
break.
And
we were like, oh my God, let's go get it. So we literally turned the car around, didn't we? Went to have a look at it. And then as we pulled up alongside it, it turned around
to look
at us.
Yeah.
This bruiser.
Yeah.
This absolute
literally,
thug
honest
of a car.
To God,
like, it knows the streets.
It would have robbed your socks with your shoes still on.
Like, it would have had the car.
It knew the streets, didn't it? It was like...
ridiculous.
Yeah, there was no way it was getting in the car because shortly after we would have been turfed out the car and it would have just burnt off doing skids and donuts and stuff.
It would have had your credit card off.
Yeah, it was the most streetwise cat.
Doing. Yeah, This absolute thug of a car, wasn't it? Looking back at us. So we were like, abort, get the window up, get the window up.
Get the window up, yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we won't run into him again. But if we do see like a cute little kitten who's like, I'm so lost, don't have a clue, we'll be like, get in.
Yeah.
But then again, if he's anything like that one, he'll get in and go, ha ha, suckers, slit our throats and drive away.
Car's mine now.
Yeah. Eat all the donated food and do on. So, I like this little street. You know what, guys? There's a house on the street that me and Becca were very interested in. Because it's a Georgian house, it's on a back street, it's central Liverpool. It's everything that we'd ever wanted. We wanted a house, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quiet little area. Mm-hmm. But they wanted something ridiculous for it, like £270,000. And not only that, we liked it because it's very hard, obviously, to get parking in Liverpool city centre, but it had two garages built into the house. So we Googled it anyway, £270,000, the garages aren't yours.
Why are you saying it was for sale and not for rent when it was for rent?
It was for sale.
It was for rent. You wouldn't sell the house without selling the garages.
Well, am I getting
£270,000? I don't know, you've completely made that up. It was rent and it was £1,200 a month.
Was it?
But
you don't get the garages, though.
Yeah, no, you don't get the garages. But you couldn't sell the house which encloses the garages
without selling
the garages.
What the hell was £270,000?
I don't know, you've completely made that up. Because also, £270,000 wouldn't be a bad price for that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, considering they want, like... How much did they want for our flat? Like, which is tiny, really.
Mid-90s. Mid-90s? Oh, no, sorry, it was 190s.
If it was mid-90s, we'll buy it. 190 grand they wanted for it, and it was... And, like, you literally...
Yeah.
The kitchen in our flat, literally, we've been in bigger ones. Literally, the caravan we've been to has a bigger kitchen than our kitchen.
Yeah.
And more storage.
Oh, yeah, there's just no storage in our flat.
You wanted 190 grand for it?
Yeah.
Like, nah, you're all right.
That was 1,200 a month, and you didn't get the garage.
And you didn't get the garage.
Yeah. If you were selling it, you'd have to sell it with the garages, wouldn't you? Cause it's
if they're not yours.
Here's what will happen. So, the owner of that, the landlord, owns the entire thing, but he must be renting out the garages separately to get more money, because you'll get 70 quid a month for them, won't
you? You get more than that, yeah.
So that's what, but you'll own it, so if you were selling the house, it would be all of it.
Well, and there you go, guys. If you're looking for property in Liverpool, consider that lesson one. We're on the move now.
Okay, so I am going to go help with that. Do you want to sit in the driver's seat here? But obviously, because also, the quicker we do that, the quicker we'll...
I guess we could all get out and give a hand.
Okay. All right. You don't have to.
We're gonna pause it here, guys.
Right.
And we are picked up.
We are back.
I'll stop this because you need to set these. And you can look at the addresses on the paper, can't you?
Yeah.
Just want to work our way down the list.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way. So put that one in first.
Oh, yeah. Well, in fact, didn't they say that one was like dead close to here?
Okay, then do that one. Do that one. Yes, we've just picked up a load of food. We could technically just have off, and we wouldn't have to buy shopping for a month. Should we do that? Should we do that instead?
Why do you think I'd even find that funny?
Because you've got a wonderful sense of humour.
Yeah, I do, and therefore I don't find that funny. That's
a nice building. That looks like a Jesuit priest house. I like to notice how buildings look religious-wise. Thank you, we will. Turn that down so we're not divulging addresses.
This street is Hope Way, though, so I don't know where it's...
Yeah, so we lower down the sound so that you can then tell us instead where we are.
Well, no, we're allowed to say where we are. We're allowed to say street names in Liverpool, aren't we? There's nothing wrong with that.
How dare you? Well, just, you know how sat-navs work? Just drive and it'll take you wherever you want to go. That's the genius of a sat-nav. It's called Satellite Navigation System. Sat-nav.
Yes, so we're all packed up.
All packed up, ready to go.
You know what? You're a proper sort. Because he sat here going, no, I don't want to do the packing. I'm like, literally, it's annoying for not to do the packing. And then he jumps out and he's like, hey, guys, right, what are we doing? Yeah. What can I grab?
Hey, guys, I've been begging Becca to come and help. And she's like, stop taking the glory on that.
That looks like one's... meditating there on the doorstep. In front of that red door.
Oh, dear God. I really wish I could take a photograph of this person.
You can't, don't be mean.
No. I mean... that's what she made me feel then. There's no need to be doing that on your doorstep, is there? Let's be honest.
Front doorstep. It's like it's a busy road.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I'm all for people meditating. As you just know, I try and meditate of a night when I go to sleep. Listen to meditation tapes and all that jazz. But she's sat on the front doorstep. She doesn't want to meditate. She wants people to know she's meditating. And there's a world of difference. One makes you a spiritual person. The other makes you a bell end. Yes, it does.
So,
fresh from insulting the spiritual, let's go and do a good deed.
I know, when you're quite done.
Do you know John Lennon used to live in one of these around? There was a BBC programme about the house over there.
For the listeners, we're just driving down the road that Faulkner Square is on.
Yes, Faulkner Square in Liverpool, but there's a house over there that the BBC done a programme on, that Through the Decades one. We've yet to watch it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But by all accounts, it's meant to be really good.
Yeah, what, is it like A House Through Time?
A House Through Time, yeah. And it was about, like, the merchants who owned that, then John Lennon living there, then a murder taking place there, and all that kind of thing. Another person sat on the step there, but he wasn't meditating. He looked like he just had a rough night. People going for their daily jog. I like it when we go down places that I've never been before. It makes me feel like Christopher Columbus, minus the slave connotations.
We should do it more often.
We should, yeah. Merseyside Caribbean Community Centre there. Do you know that's the oldest one in Europe?
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Got the oldest Chinese community, like the oldest Chinatown in Europe.
Yeah. Because we were a port, Becca. A port. And I'm saying we were a port, but as we all know, a port, as one word, means things mysteriously appearing out of thin air. I think it's a bit late in the day to say this now, but if anyone's joining us for the first time due to a flock of adverts that I've put out...
Oh, it's Rose's clothes.
Ah, what?
What? Literally, what do I do?
I don't know. We have to improvise.
It's there. It's over there. So
we might have to get out.
I might have to go down the back.
Yeah, sorry, if anyone's tuning in for the first time, you can go down there and do a left and come
yeah,
up.
I'm
gonna... For the first time, you may be wondering why we're not talking about ghosts. You will notice by the title of this episode, we don't need to talk about ghosts. So just to let you know, lights on green back. Just to let you know that the standard weekend episodes are fine. We will be talking about ghosts there because that's the name of the show. But during these times and tribulations, we're doing extra episodes just so that we've got something to do and you've got something to listen to.
It's just general chit-chat.
Just general chit-chat. So that's why these are called We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts.
I mean, some of them occasionally do so, just happen to be about ghosts.
Oh, yeah, sometimes they wander into the spooky territory, but it's not an essential on these extra ones. As you'll have picked up by the last 10 minutes.
By the fact that we're just whistling away.
So now, in case
so the quiz. Tell me about the quiz.
Oh, so there's a quiz tomorrow night, and as per usual, I've done nothing for it. Thankfully, we have a lot of good listeners who've supplied a lot of questions. I will still have to do a lot of questions. And I'm also going to try and have to get some...
Trying to have to get.
Is that a right way to speak?
No.
I'm also going to have to try to get some celebrity guests as well.
In the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll leave it late. I'm a proper knob when it comes to trying to get people on the show.
I know. Every week, every time we do it and you plan it for the next 2 weeks, so you've got loads of time to do it. And then the day before, you've already done nothing.
Yeah, not good. Not good, Kevin. D minus.
Yeah, we'll have to hammer this later today.
We won't have to hammer it later today. We'll do it tomorrow.
We're not going to do it all tomorrow. You need to
start
today.
Yeah, we will. Now, see, I've never been up this street in my life.
I have, because I've been to that tyre shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yoy's had his tyres from there before.
Oh, have you actually got... Oh, by the way, Becca calls her car Yoy, because the last part of his reg is Y-O-Y. You'd think that therefore call him Delilah, but no.
Because it's a he.
Delilah is a girl's name.
So it's Yoy.
Yoy. Sounds like somebody who's trying to make a point. Yoy! What the hell's going on? Yoy! I know you're thinking stop shouting Yoy because you'll think the car's getting told off.
Cat.
Want to live somewhere else, Cat?
He's got a collar.
He's
down for the taking.
Can't catnap him.
No.
Look at the lovely architecture. Oh, you can't, obviously, because you're listening. But there's a building here with beautiful frontage. And now it's clearly just decrepit and it's got nothing going on, which is sad. Probably formerly a pub. Which one's this one, the bottom one?
Yeah.
Right, okay, guys, we're getting into territory where I think it's best. Wow, look at that building up there. That's beautiful. It's like a Gothic castle.
Isn't that the one we walked past the other day?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's got, like, turrets and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Bloody fantastic, that. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to go now because...
Oh, we're nearly
there. Wow, there's a wagon here, and in the back there are two dead animals strung up by their feet. I've never seen that before.
Goodness.
I mean, I think they're pigs. Or piglets, if you will. Okay, guys, we must go. We'll be back to record shortly. And you will know. Well, it'll be timeless for you. But, or seamless, should I say. Bye. See you in a sec. Bye.
Done.
And we're back. First drop off successful.
We've got slightly less this week, haven't we? Didn't we have five last week?
Yeah, we did. No, we've only got four, haven't we?
Yeah, four.
There's Banana Gate, though, isn't there? So... Becca's saying there's four bunches, and there is four bunches, but one of the bunches has eight bananas, and one of them has three.
That's an exaggeration.
No, it's 100% not. I'm accurate. I know me bananas, Becca.
I'm just
right.
Making an absolute meal out of it. Beck, the bananas, like, as we're trying to unpack this other one, like, can we just drop these off first? No, but Beck, look at the bananas,
Look at that, there's like a storefront, and it is just a store, like a shop, a street shop, but it's a church. It says the Love Economy Church.
Sunday worship,
11 o'clock.
You just roll up the shutters and then you go.
Yeah.
Get your Sunday service. Very good.
I mean, it's worth saying that, like, this area of Liverpool that we're in, it's heavily, like, cross-religioned, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, yeah. There's a lot of Muslim, there's a lot of different faiths. In this particular region. But yeah, I didn't expect to see a storefront that was a church.
I know, usual.
That's because I'm blinded to Roman Catholicism. I expect churches to be like...
Cathedrals.
Big cathedral things, yeah. Not a storefront, but you know.
What it looks like inside?
Like a shop. I'd laugh if it was like a shop. It was like 5p a prayer.
And you just want to be on the till. Right, what can I get you today?
Yeah. I'd like three
Hail Marys.
I need
some redemption, actually.
Yeah. I don't think it does work like that, but you know. I've just realised that a lot of people quickly glancing at us... driving around may believe that this is a gun and not a recorder and I'm forcing you to deliver food to people.
Seems a bit extreme.
It does seem a bit extreme, Becca. Yes, it does. I'm glad you picked up on that fact.
So, what do you know?
What do I know? Yeah. I don't know
today
much.
Today is V-Day.
Oh yeah, it's V-Day, Victory in Europe Day.
And lots of people, I believe, are having, not quite street parties, but like parties, you know, where they go out and sit in the front and that, and they'll be like bunting and they'll have cakes and
they'll
scones
cakes,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And cheers. There's even a set time to cheers. People have got timetables.
Yeah.
I just give, if we were doing it, it would put an awful lot of pressure on our next door neighbours because there's only one balcony next to ours.
Yeah, yeah.
We are partying! Excuse me! Yeah. This is supposed to be a street party!
So, yeah,
Yeah, so we can't really do anything for V-Day, can we? But I wonder what...
No, we can't do anything for V-Day.
I wonder if anyone we know is doing stuff for V-Day.
If you're doing something for V-E-Day, I doubt the American guys will listen now. Like...
I don't know, they were involved too.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point. Maybe you are. Yeah. How very rude of me to assume, because you're not in Europe. Then again, neither are we. Yes, it was the 8th of May, 1945, when victory in Europe...
You only know that because you just said it on a bus going past.
Yeah.
No way you knew that date.
Yeah, a bus just went past with it emblazoned on the front. So
Kev just casually threw it in as if you'd always known the date. No way you knew that date. What year did the war start, Kev, the Second World War?
19-flibbity-flu.
Do you not know?
Yes, 1942.
What?
Yeah, we're there. 38.
What?
I thought I knew this.
Well,
clearly you don't.
Clearly you don't.
But it was 45. It went on for like 1941.
No.
40. 39?
39 to 45.
I knew that.
And what was the first one? First World
War. So I know that one. 12 to 18.
No, 14 to 18.
14 to 18. I knew one was 4 years.
Good knowledge then. Yeah. Yeah, sound.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine that. You know, he served in the war. Which one was that? The 4 year long war, or the other one?
Oh, there's the Mersey.
Hello, River Mersey. Do you have a beastie? Do you know what? Here's an interesting fact. There's an ugly building. It's like being listed as one of the top 10 ugly buildings in the UK. Basically, we've got three beautiful buildings on the Liverpool waterfront, known as the Three Graces after the painting because they're so beautiful. And the Elder Competitions has designed the fourth Grace. And the one that won is the most ugly building in the UK. An ugly piece of shite. Anyway, but one of the ideas for the fourth grace was going to be a giant statue of Neptune sat in the middle of the Mersey
with its trident.
And it would have been awesome. It would have been like absolute tourist trap. It would have been brilliant for the city. But no, they decided to go for this weird, obtuse looking building.
Which is it?
The Liverpool Museum of Liverpool.
Oh, the museum.
The Museum of Liverpool is one of the ugliest buildings in existence. Google it and you'll see. And literally, you go in there, and once they've done the Beatles, no one else has asked about anything else to do in Liverpool.
Yeah, it's not the ugliest building in existence, but it's certainly not worthy of being called a fourth grade.
It's certainly not. Neptune stood, like, an 80-foot high Neptune with a strident standing in the Mersey.
The museum is quite funny, actually, because you could... I found it really disappointing, actually, going in. It was dull as hell.
Hello, Mr. Magpie. Salute, salute. How's your wife? Jesus.
Stop it. But I feel like there'd be a cracking drinking game going around the Museum of Liverpool if you did it every time the Beatles are mentioned, because they will shoehorn them in anywhere, like anything that isn't remotely related. Like, and this is a street that John Lennon apparently once walked down, just to give it some kind of interest for people, because the rest of it's really quite dull.
Yeah, it's like that program you're watching, it Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Yes. Why? How is it like that though?
Because they shoehorn songs in each and everywhere that they can.
That's a leap just for you to start slagging off Zoe's Extraordinary.
Oh, it's
playlist.
Fucking shocking. Pardon my French, but it's the worst programme that's ever been made. Right, so we at delivery drop zone number two.
We are.
Okay. We'll check out for now, guys. Guys. Okay, and we're back once again with the illest of behaviours. We've just done delivery two. And we're on our way to delivery three.
Ooh.
Hooray. Dum, 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 dum. All ball games prohibited. Seems a shame against such a wonderful wall. You could play two and in on that, or goalie in and out. Several football games I played as a youth.
So I've been thinking of a plan of action for takeaway.
Tonight?
Yes.
Right.
Well, just in general. So we have takeaway at the weekend. Obviously, we won't be having it tomorrow because we're doing the quiz. So we'll probably be having it Friday and Sunday.
Yes.
Because we're animals.
Yeah.
And refuse to cook at the weekend. So... But recently we found that, like, by the time we decide what we want to order today, and obviously there's, like, a longer wait at the minute. Yeah, so we end up eating, like, 8:30-ish, which is just too late. So I think we need a plan of action earlier, right? We decide what we're going to have, like, now. And then we could always ring and say, can we collect at such and such a time? So we could ring it at 5, order it, and say, can we collect it at 7? You know what I mean?
I'm a bit against collections after the experience I had when we went to that one down by your dad's, where... we ordered to collect, and I went in to collect, and I was there for 30 minutes outside.
Now, it was the worst day of the year in Liverpool to be doing that, because it was Good Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So everyone was having fish and chips.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was fine when you collected it last week, wasn't it? I mean, yeah, it was fine when you collected it last week.
Yeah, that's because they weren't open to the general public. Mind you, maybe these aren't either.
What do you mean they weren't open to the general public?
As in, like, you couldn't just walk in and buy something, it was all by phone.
Right, okay. Well, see, because also what I was thinking is the Chinese seem to... be closed on a Sundays, don't they? Which
racist.
Hardly. That's what our empirical experience of the past few weeks suggests. So I reckon we get Chinese tonight, and then we can get something else. You'd probably want pizza.
Yeah, I do. I've been craving this pizza since yesterday.
Wait, and you want it today?
No.
Because we can't have Chinese on Sunday, is the thing, isn't it?
Fine.
Seriously, you're against this. I thought you'd be all up for Chinese.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You've even trying to get me to have
it. As long as it's a Chinese chippy.
Right,
so somewhere I can get what I want.
I think exactly the last place we went last week where it was fit. Do you remember? It was really nice.
What one was that?
Luang Hang.
The one where I went and picked it up and my belt snapped?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Have you got something against it because your belt snapped?
No. Okay. I'm all for that place.
You said it was gorgeous.
Nice. Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Okay, so I think there, so we order, see, can we pick it up? At like, but plan it in advance to do it earlier so we don't end up eating at like 9.
Yeah, but they may say... All right, we'll tell you what. If you want to do that, you can do it and you can order.
I ain't ringing on the phone.
I know you do, exactly, but you always leave me fucking with all the awkward stuff. Why don't you ring them? Ask them at 5 o'clock if they can get it ready for 7.
You manage a call centre. You should be fine
Doesn't
with
matter.
It. It does, you should be fine with it. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I'm off.
Okay,
I'm off
well,
work.
In that case, all right, no, that's fine. In that case, we just ring early. So rather than ringing at 7:30 and then being annoyed when we're sat there at 8:45.
Yeah, we'll ring at 6.
Okay,
and I'm glad that everybody listening got to be part of that.
So at least we know where we're going. Because those salt and pepper chips are really good.
Yeah, and their standard chips are fit as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
So take away tonight and then we'll have a pizza for finally. Oh, I want to try that kebab shop on Sunday. Which
okay,
I think,
yes,
funny,
that's
I think
fine.
Funny
that's
enough,
fair. That's
I think
fair.
Funny enough, it's next door. To
Is
the,
it?
Yeah. Remember the one that I said I went into accidentally?
Yes.
And they looked at me like I had 10 heads because I was like, delivery!
Yeah.
I mean, collection. They were like, no, mate, we're not a chippy. We're a kebab place.
Can I fit round him?
Yeah, and if not, you'll have to move, won't you?
Yeah, no, not remotely asked.
Some people just
the
park
streets,
in the middle
yeah.
of the street. Literally, oh, John, what are you up to, lad? Oh,
street.
Not, and I'm just a bell end the park where I want. Yeah, me
have
too,
have your windows
lad.
Open, sure?
It's not.
It is?
It's not.
Okay, it was. Right, 35, here we are.
There we are. Okay then, guys. This is it for this show, because the last delivery, like last week, we're going to put on the Patreon episodes. So we'll be back with the normal episode on Sunday, and of course we have the quiz tomorrow night. So go to facebook.com/talkaboutghosts and you can join in. If you want to become a Patreon, go to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts. In the meantime and in between time, take care of yourselves and each other. Tatty bye.
Bye guys.